Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, another great day. I hope it is for you as well. And as we try to do here every week, joining us is Alex Wilson, the CEO of Precious Timber. The website, PreciousTimber.com. Getting a lot of interest on this, folks. It's not a conventional investment, but is generally for a certain a class of people who want to spend X amount of dollars, and I'll have Alex Wilson fill you in on it. He is joining us, and I again want to say, because I have to say this every week, he's not an investment advisor, nor giving any investment advice. This is not a specific offering, an offer to sell securities or an invitation for offers to purchase securities. Securities may only be sold by exemption or registration. Alex, great to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, and how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing just great, thank you, and I know we want to concentrate this morning on coffee and coconuts, but before we get into that, just again to follow up my statement, I said this is not a conventional investment. What's the minimum people need to get into this?
Yeah, we work with accredited investors, Stu, so our normal investment position is $100,000 or above, but you know, I like what we've said now for many, many weeks. It's an alternative space. It's not your typical sort of stocks, bonds, mutual funds. So there's a particular part of a portfolio and a particular type of investor that it fits best for. It's not for everyone.
All right, coffee consumption. I may have to turn into a coffee drinker. The only time I have it is at weddings, and I'm going to fewer and fewer of them. But consumption is way up. Why is that? You usually attach this to supply and demand or prices affected by weather, but I get a feeling it's something else, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a couple of things at play right now and has been for, you know, the last 10 years or so that's really caused the demand for coffee, you know, to explode. Listen, it's always been, you know, for the last 100 years or more, a major consumed sort of beverage. Coffee beans, for example, now are the second most globally traded commodity after crude oil. But what's happened recently is two things right at the same time. You got the millennials, the youngsters, with all those specialty coffee stores. You see them all over the place. They pop up almost like on every other corner of every other street. And then you add to that Chinese, Japanese, and Indian nationals that were, for the most part, tea drinkers. I'm a tea drinker from the UK, and I don't drink coffee either. But they've all turned to coffee, and in the hundreds of millions of people, if not billions of people, have been added. So demand has been really, really stretched, and of course, supplies Well, I mean, the supplies happen all over the world, just like anywhere. When weather patterns are favorable, you get a lot of rain, you get a lot of supply. When you don't get as much rain, you get a little less supply. But the demand side is the one that's been pushing the prices. You know, you've seen your latte go from $1.50 to $3.50. And so that's the main reason for the consumption side of things recently.
Yeah, and again, where the coffee comes from, there's not much that's grown here in the U.S., I guess strictly related to climate. Where is it grown, and if anywhere, where in the U.S.?
Yeah, Hawaii is the only place that we can grow coffee, and we don't grow a lot of coffee in Hawaii either. So between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn, so it's just that band across the center part of the globe, which are the main growing countries. For example, Brazil is number one. Colombia, I guess, is right behind it. They go backwards and forwards. But then Ecuador and Nicaragua, where I am right now, major coffee growers. So it's a few countries, and the U.S. being the greatest sort of consumer of it. You think about 330 million people drinking an average of 2.5 cups a day. That's a lot of coffee, and it has to be imported. So, yeah, the main areas are right down there by the equator, and there's not that many countries to be able to supply the global demand.
Naming these countries, is there any particular country or countries that offer better quality? Nicaragua, where you're based.
Yeah, Colombia is probably the most popular. Nicaragua's very high. Nicaragua, for the last several years, there's an annual sort of event called the Cup of Excellence, and that's for specialty coffee. And Nicaragua, many, many years in a row, has been taking that award as much as, $40, $50, $60 a pound, for goodness sakes. But that's not the very high-end coffee. I mean, obviously, not everybody's drinking that. But Nicaragua gets high marks.
So people are listening, they're thinking, an interesting investment. I mean, you mentioned coffee. I don't think there's anybody who says there's no demand for that. How does it work in terms of getting in and investing?
Yeah, with us, we've got two ways. We are more pure players, meaning that we own our own farms. Our clients own a percentage of those farms, either through a deeded, fee simple approach, because in Nicaragua, for example, like Costa Rica, like Panama, any foreign individual, any foreign corporation can own the real estate in the same form and manner that we own real estate here, in your name, for example, or in any structure that you want to put it in a trust, in an LLC. So we work that way, and we also have a U.S. Domiciled ag fund, an agri fund that has coconuts, coffee, and timber. So that's a good way as well for American investors to own it.
Coconuts, let's move to coconuts here. They've become a major commodity over the past couple of decades. What are the primary uses? I know that you and I have talked about this before, about coconut water, but, I mean, honestly, nothing personal. I don't like coconut water.
Yeah, I don't like the taste of coconut unless it's covered in chocolate. But you're right. It has become a major global commodity. And for years, it was just something that the islanders used, and they've used it for centuries, not just for years. But about 15 years ago, it started with the health arena, maybe also the cosmetic arena. But it's moved now into really hundreds and hundreds of different uncorrelated places. I mean, I'll give you a couple, for example, that you might not know about. Number one, Miracle-Gro and Ford Motor Cars, they've been working together on the fibers of the coconut shell, the little stringy pieces, and they are putting together materials for the upholstery inside of vehicles, because most of the upholstery of the last several years has been outgassing a lot of chemicals, and of course we spend a lot of time in our car. So that's one idea. And then Richard Branson flew a jumbo jet from London to Amsterdam on coconut biofuel. So those are just two crazy applications, but a really, in-demand commodity.
These are income-producing assets. How long do they perform?
Well, the coffee tree lasts you 25 years, 20 to 25 years. The coconut tree will produce coconuts for 60 years. So I have my little saying about the coconut tree. To me, it's an agricultural annuity. You buy it, you put it in your name, you put it in your, you know, your portfolio, and for the next 60 years, the coconut tree can only do one thing. It doesn't really care about the stock market. It doesn't care about where things are going economically. It just makes coconuts. So it's a nice income producer.
Why? The Philippines is a producer of coffee as well. You didn't mention that.
Yeah, the Philippines, it's not high on the list, but I mean, they're now, I mean, if you're talking coconuts, Philippines is one of the top three places in the world for coconuts, strangely enough.
If anybody's interested in investing, other than your website, which is great, precioustimber.com, what are the other options? Calling you, getting an education? Where can they get an education on all of this?
Yeah, I mean, that's the best place to start, and that's, you know, as it's not familiar with everyone, and, you know, as an investor, I don't invest in things that I'm not familiar with, so how do you do that? You need an education. I always tell people, look, I won't do the work for you. You've got to do your own education, because I don't want to be just sitting here trying to sell somebody on something. And so give me a call. I have a toll-free number. It's 855-888-6288. And we'll give you the information. We'll provide you with lots of you know, links, lots of PDFs, lots of places to get a good sort of base knowledge of it. And then pop on a plane, come down and walk the farms. It's a fun tropical experience. We have a lot of guests. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, and I have to say, this is certainly not only a fascinating experience in general. It's fascinating for me week to week here to find out more and more about something that I knew less and less about. And again, I'm not encouraging anybody to invest in anything, but I am encouraging you to go to the website. And if there's interest, contact Alex Wilson. You'll be treated with the utmost courtesy. No pressure, no high-pressure sales to sell. Alex, thanks. It's a buy.
Okay.
Thanks so much. This is Stu Taylor. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
I'm Ralph Nader. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and unlike so many radio talk show hosts, he lets you talk, he doesn't over-talk, he doesn't shout, and we can have a good conversation whether or not we agree.
I just get hung up on that one, Laurie, when it comes on. Kyla Thomas and Gee Whiz, look at his eyes. All right, big win last night. I just want to say, coming up a little later on, I should have mentioned this at the top of the hour, Gary Silverman, the managing partner, chief investment officer for Blue Prairie Group, a great wealth management company, 5 offices, main base Chicago, giving us advice here every month. He'll be joining us to talk about asset location versus asset allocation. Most of us are familiar with asset allocation. Few of us are that familiar with asset location. It's a term that it just doesn't ring all that loudly, but we'll get that cleared here this morning. So I want to say there's some really, really good news out there. If you are a Republican, if you're a supporter of Donald Trump, if you have been looking for a shining light the past week, there's a big one. A record $60 million. 60, did you hear that? $60 million was spent on a congressional race in Georgia to replace Tom Price, who's now involved in the Trump administration, now mostly concentrating on Obamacare and how to get rid of it. And this has been a red state for many, many decades. Trump eked out a victory in the presidential race there. There was a lot of concern when all of this started, just about the effectiveness of Trump and the Republican Party. But thank you. Thank you so much for the Deep South. They continue to be primarily Republican. And last night, by a 53-47 margin, which was a lot bigger than people expected, and there was news out by the media that John Ossoff was going to win this. The Republicans won it and retained it. The winner was Karen Handel. And she got smart enough near the end here to really get up and support Trump. like a lot of other politicians. She was pretty much looking to avoid all of this and see if she could get by without attaching herself to him. But I think when you're running a political race, you have to be firm in your convictions. You can't start playing the game of, I'll do this and do that, and I'll be everything to everyone. So congratulations. I am delighted. And I'll tell you why. You say a congressional race in Georgia? This was a pivotal race and a highly symbolic race of where we're heading for the midterm elections in 2018. There's a lot of reason to believe the Democrats will regain the House. They're not going to get the Senate. And having an advantage right now, the Democrats don't have the House, they don't have the Senate, and they don't have the presidency, but it seems like they have the advantage. If they got the House, it scares me to think what they'll do with this generally gutless group of Republicans, or rhinos, or closet liberals, or members of the shadow government, if you want to believe there. I'm not where Alex Jones is. This whole story with Megyn Kelly and his radical comments, not believing in 9/11. He's an off-the-wall nutcake, the conservatives. Now, when I was at the Clinton Initiative a couple of years ago in New York, I had the pleasure of having a very lengthy conversation with Mark Halperin, John Heilman. You see them on Joe Scarborough's show every morning. They're the authors of a terrific book, Game Plan. And they have their own TV show. I mean, they're pretty high profile. They're both extremely knowledgeable. I like both of them. And Alex Jones was there, and the four of us were chatting. And what I came away, and it was the first time I had met Alex Jones, but what I came away with was that this is an entertainment. This guy actually believes what he says. And it doesn't really matter how it ends up for him from my perspective. I can't stomach Megyn Kelly. Can't stomach her. She's even talked about her future designs and where she wants to go. She is so taken by herself. So I just wanted to mention that. I want to get back to Georgia here. And he has accusations that John Ossoff, who, what's he, 30 years old or 32? I mean, he's a very young guy. Not much of any political experience. Apparently, he lied on where he lives. He lied on a couple of other issues about Planned Parenthood. And this isn't a top criticism. He lied about having top secret clearance, which he doesn't. Now, all politicians at best distort and at worst lie. I don't much care about that in this case. I care about all the money that was poured into the Democrat Party to get this switch to go on. And now people out there are thinking, well, what's a big deal? Why are you talking about it? A congressional race in Georgia. Well, if you start seeing trends and you look at trends and you look at a state, for example, that has for years had one political affiliation as opposed to another, and it's decades, and then suddenly there's a change, and we have seen a lot of this take place. Took place with Obama. I mean, I'm just so grateful every day it never took place with Hillary. It's a pretty good measuring stick for where the trends are heading in society. Even though the victory may be small, but 53-47, looking at past races that we've had, doesn't really seem that small. So Trump went out. He took his victory lap. 5-0 in these recent races. And let's just continue to move on with business. By the way, China has invited Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner to visit Beijing. And I don't know if they will accept it or not. It's just interesting news how much in the spotlight they have both come up. All right, we're going to take a break. This is Stu Taylor. And Blue Prairie Group, you have to sell more.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Jackie Mason talking. You know, I was just talking to Stu Taylor. You know who he is? I'm glad you do, because I don't, but I was just on his show. Why, I don't know. But thank you anyway for whatever it is that he could have done for me, which obviously is not too much.
All right, we're back, and just writing a little note here. I mentioned several times that I've had a long friendship with Jackie Mason. Just wrote a little note here to give him a call today. All right, every month we get educated. It's amazing the education that I received. I may want to start a career in wealth management, and that's the principal purpose here, to enlighten people, to educate them. And Gary Silverman, the managing partner, the chief investment officer of Blue Prairie Group, is joining us again. Every week, every month, he covers terrific subjects that are important to everyone. It's not sexy, but it's necessary. And it's like going for a doctor's appointment regularly. You just have to do it, or have your teeth cleaned every 3 or 4 months. This is a wealth management company with 5 offices, the main one based in Chicago. And today, Gary, you're going to talk about asset location versus asset allocation. I think everybody's familiar with the concept of asset allocation. We don't hear much about asset location. And it's an alien term. What is it?
Well, thank you, Stu. It's a pleasure to be back with you and your listeners. Yeah, yes, it is an alien term, and it shouldn't be. It's an important concept, though it doesn't get the limelight it deserves. What we're talking about when we talk about asset location is which assets, which investments should go into your taxable normal account, whether it's a trust account or an individual account, versus into some kind of tax-deferred account like an IRA, a traditional IRA, a Roth IRA, or a 401k, or even an HSA. Let's include that as well. And by allocating the assets appropriately, studies show that you can add an extra approximately 50 basis points onto your returns. So if you're normally earning, 7%, you can get an extra 50 basis points. That's an extra, what is that, 7% return over your normal return, 7% improvement of your return, just for deciding where to place the asset. So it's an important thing, and it's often overlooked.
Yeah, to me, when you say that, it kind of shakes me my mind here a little bit by thinking that most money is made through non-diversification, but there's a key half of the second thing, and that's what to do with it when you make it. And most of that, I guess, is through diversification. You're much more qualified than I am to answer that question. But it does lead me to the subject here that this is really important, and there's a lot at stake. I'd like you to elaborate maybe a little bit longer on why, because I just don't want people to think, well, you invest and you allocate your stocks, bonds, cash, real estate, whatever it is, and then, do what you want with it. You're going to be fine as long as the investments are safe. It's kind of inaccurate.
Exactly. Let's assume you have you made $20,000 in capital gains and dividends. If that were in a traditional IRA over the past year, so last year you made $20,000 in gains, and it was in an IRA and you withdrew it, you'd be taxed at your ordinary tax rate, which let's say is 35%. So you're going to get taxed around $7,000 of that $20,000 gain, leaving you with $13,000. If you took that same $20,000 of capital gains and dividends and it was in a taxable account, your tax would only have been 15%, which would have left you with $17,000, a $4,000 difference, or roughly 20% of your gain that you get to keep in your pocket. So by optimizing for the difference in taxes, you can take something that's being taxed potentially at 35% or in some cases, you know, as high as 43.8, is that right? 43.7%, I think, with the Obamacare taxes plus state taxes. You can take that very high 40-plus percent tax rate and drive it down to 15% or 20%, leaving that other 20-25% into your pocket. That's a real big deal, that especially in this low-rate environment, low-return environment. Stocks are expensive. Bonds are you know, yields are increasing. Bond prices are likely to go nowhere or fall. The difference in taxation could make a really big deal, and that's what's at stake here. It's actually quite important.
Well, what about non-traditional assets, hedge funds, private equity, and in real estate?
You have to think about it. It really comes down to a couple of factors: the nature of the investment. How volatile it is, how tax efficient it inherently is. You know, stocks generally, if you're holding them for a long period of time, you're going to get long-term capital gains. That's taxed very favorably. The dividend income is taxed very favorably versus bonds, which are taxed unfavorably. The interest payments are taxed at your ordinary income rate. So you want to think about the nature of the investment, how much money you have available in your IRA versus your tax-deferred accounts, because that will affect it. And you have to really think about the nature of your tax rates and each of the individual securities. So that said, things like hedge funds, which is a catch-all for a structure, some hedge funds are very tax inefficient. They do a lot of stock trading, a lot of turnover, and they're high growth-oriented. That is a perfect vehicle, perfect, to go inside your IRA. So something like private equity, where you're putting money into a company, there's no dividends, there's probably 7 years before anything happens, very favorable tax treatment, it's tax deferred. Something like private equity goes in your taxable accounts. Those kind of things are very easy. Direct real estate is another great example, where the income you're getting from a real estate investment like that is very tax favored. So you'd want to put that into your taxable account to benefit from the tax-favorable treatment of the income. Things like REITs, though, so also real estate, but REITs taxed very unfavorably but yet have a reasonable amount of growth to them, that should go in your tax-deferred account.
All right. So an analysis has to take place the same way it does as in asset allocation, about what money, what assets belong in your IRA or another deferred vehicle, which ones belong in your personal accounts. Can you expand upon this just a little bit?
Absolutely, and you hit the nail exactly on the head. So there's an analysis that has to be done. If you wanted to take this to the nth degree, the analysis can get very, very complicated. I would argue that what you want to do is get this right in broad strokes. You don't want to ignore it, and many, 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 many people ignore it. I can't tell you the number of times we have new clients coming in, and they're showing me their brokerage statements, and their IRA accounts are an exact duplicate of their taxable accounts because it's easier for the broker. But the client is losing a lot to tax efficiency. So you want to pay some attention to it. You don't necessarily want to take it to the nth degree. If you have tax inefficient investments, things with high turnover, a lot of stock trading going on, or the nature of their income that they're giving you is tax inefficient, like REITs, but they have high growth, that goes in an IRA. If you have things that are tax efficient, long-term capital gains, inherently tax deferred kind of investments like private equity, if you have ETFs, which by their structure are very tax efficient, equity index funds also, those all go in your taxable account. And then everything else is sort of on the margin. You kind of have to look and see where you have investments available. It'll depend on the investor and then the situation. But get those things right in the broad strokes, high growth, tax inefficient in your IRA, high growth, tax efficient in your taxable account, and everything else fills in the gaps. Get that right, and you're going to get yourself an extra, 30 to 50 basis points of extra return for no extra cost, depending upon your tax rate. One thing I'll throw in is international investments. Hold those in your taxable account. International investments incur international taxes, which you can deduct off your taxes on your tax return, generally speaking. If you have them in your IRA, you can't, and you'll pay double taxes on them. So that's a double whammy that you can easily avoid just by putting your international equity investments into your taxable account.
All right, Gary Silverman will rejoin us and more about asset allocation versus asset location. And he's a Blue Prairie Group managing partner. I absolutely suggest that you go to blueprairiegroup.com. We're here to give you an education. Gary is. I'm here to give him the opportunity to reach my millions of listeners out there. So,
hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. I love your show. I haven't had a chance to be on it that often, but I really appreciate what you do. And I want to just thank all your listeners for giving us a little time here to talk about our country and what we love about it.
Just a note, a couple of guests coming up. I'll have a date for you very shortly on Eric Bolling of Fox. I love Eric Bolling. He'll be on the show in a couple of weeks. This will be the second book I've interviewed him on. And apologies from the Senator Tom Coburn, Oklahoma retired senator, who has been one of my favorites for years. I mean, I think he's as honest and as down-to-earth and as diligent as anybody. I miss him in Congress. On his book on smashing the D.C. monopoly, I will have a rescheduled date. As I mentioned yesterday, there was a conflict, and his PR person got him booked on a major TV outlet. So apologies both from Tom, from the senator, and from me, but he will be rejoining us back right now. With Gary Silverman, Managing Partner, Chief Investment Officer at Blue Prairie Group. It's blueprairiegroup.com. And let me just ask you this here. A lot of commercials about holding gold in your IRA. How good is the idea on this? But, you know, a lot of those companies, and I've advertised for many of them, for Lair Financial and Swiss Gold and a lot of them, I noticed many of them have now switched to silver, Gary.
Yeah, I've noticed that too, actually. I find that very interesting, and I don't know if it's a warning sign of a top in silver now that they're all trying to sell silver, but the key thing in terms of asset location, when we're talking about any of those sorts of commercials that say, you know, buy gold or have a gold-backed IRA, you know, William Devane, I think there's a lot of those commercials.
Yeah, I love him doing those ads.
Yeah, he does them very well. But, yeah, he's talking about, you know, owning gold or silver in your IRA. And is that a good idea or not? And the answer is it depends. gold and silver are, and this most people don't realize this, are collectibles. So they are taxed at 28%, irrespective of your tax rate, irrespective of whether you're holding them in an IRA or a taxable account. They're taxed at 28%. That might be good or it might be bad for you, depending upon what your tax rate is. But it's something to consider. Also, things like GLD or SLV, which are the two of the gold and silver ETFs. GLD is from State Street. SLV is an iShares product for gold and silver, respectively. Those also, even though they're ETFs, they're taxed as collectibles because they actually own the gold and silver underneath those investments, as do other tickers for direct ownership of gold and silver. Those aren't the only two to pick on, but the two easiest ticker symbols to remember, GLD and SLV. So you have to be very careful with placing gold and silver because they are treated differently. It's an unusual thing.
Bonds, not something we talk about a lot, not something that's kind of a household buzzword, but where should traditional bonds go?
Another great question. When investors do talk about asset location, which happens rarely, again, for most people, is an overlooked subject completely. But when people do talk about asset location, the knee-jerk reaction is you put stocks in your taxable account and bonds in your tax-deferred account. And that's a little bit too simple for two reasons. First of all, when you're talking about putting stocks in your taxable account, you really have to think about your holding period of those stocks and that type of thing. If you've got a less than 12-month holding period on your stocks, those capital gains are going to be taxed as ordinary income because they're short-term gains. And those kinds of stocks or strategies that you might have, whether it's through a mutual fund or your own trading account, that should be in an IRA. Bonds are interesting in that even though they are very tax inefficient, there's no doubt about it, bonds are tax inefficient. And we're talking about regular, normal bonds. In this environment, they're very low growth, low yield, low growth. So the truth is, it doesn't matter where you put them because the amount of taxes you're going to get hit on is so low relative to the rest of the portfolio. So what we like to do is focus on those things that are clearly better in a tax-deferred account, like high-yield bonds or REITs or the high-turnover type stock investments. Those clearly belong in tax-deferred accounts. Things like private equity and stocks you're going to be holding for a while, ETFs, index funds, those clearly belong in taxable accounts. And then I use bonds just to fill in the gaps where I have extra cash because it doesn't really matter. So it's an interesting, not normally thought about way of dealing with the bonds for the asset location perspective, but you got to think about what the impact is, not just the tax efficiency.
An issue to talk about, we all should be thinking about liquidity. What are the liquidity issues involved in allocation or in location?
So it comes down to what the investor needs and why the investor is making the investments. And this is one of the primary things you should be asking yourself or your advisor should be asking when they think about asset location. If you're a younger person, you're not subject to required minimum distributions yet, and you need the income from your portfolio, and that's why you're holding a high income producing investment, even though it's tax inefficient, putting that in your IRA doesn't help because you're going to have to get the money out of the IRA, and that's taxed as ordinary income. So you might need to put those things where you can get access to them, where you need the liquidity if you need the cash to live on. So you have to think about where's my money going to come from. And as another topic for another day, we can talk about how do you manage liquidity as you approach retirement, because it's not always best to defer taking money out of your IRA forever. But is it because then it affects your required minimum distributions, which could affect your Medicare payments, et cetera. We'll get into that on another day. In terms of asset location, though, liquidity is important. You have to think about which account you're drawing your money from and making sure you've got the right liquidity there.
All right. Another productive couple of sessions. Gary Silverman, Blue Prairie Group. It's always great having you on. We'll see you back here in several weeks. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. I want to thank everyone for listening. This is Stu Taylor. Back tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.